Ever feel overwhelmed by life's challenges? Padre Pio did too. But he found strength in the rosary and in the quiet presence of a mother who was always by his side. As we honor Mary, help of Christians, tomorrow, let his story remind us that we are never alone in our struggles. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow is the Feast of Mary, Help of Christians, a day dedicated to honoring Our Lady's role as a powerful intercessor and protector of the faithful. Under this title, Our Lady is venerated as a source of strength for those enduring spiritual or physical trials. And if there was anyone who deeply relied on Our Lady's help, it was Padre Pio. Several accounts that illustrate this come from the book Padre Pio, The True Story by Bernard Ruffin, where the author highlights a key aspect of Padre Pio's spirituality, his unwavering dependence on Our Lady's help. Let's hear what the author shared. Following the afternoon recreation, the friars would retire to their rooms for a siesta. You know, that delightful afternoon nap we all crave, especially during the hot summer days. But Padre Pio, well, he had a different plan in mind. Instead of lying down to rest, he would take a seat on a wicker chair in front of his cell and pray the rosary. In fact, it is said that Padre Pio spent all his leisure time in prayer. Whenever he had a free moment, Padre Pio would be seen counting the beads of his rosary. For him, the rosary wasn't just any prayer. It was his daily routine and his weapon against the forces of darkness. He would say, "Let us love the Virgin. Let us entrust our love to her and pray the rosary that she herself taught us." Padre Pio drew his strength from Our Lady Mary. In his own words, "I feel like a sailboat, pushed by the breath of our Heavenly Mother. Even if I am lost at sea, I do not worry. I never feel insecure, because I am spiritually guided by her. She accompanies me in the confessional, allowing me to help my brothers and sisters, and she shows me, already covered by the veil of her mercy, the countless souls waiting for an absolution that will destroy all evil. I always pray to her to come close to me and allow me to know what to say. And I pray that she inspires my spiritual children in the words they should address to me. I am sure she hears me." Now, Padre Pio's devotion to Our Lady was well known, and as we just heard, he credited his ability to reach souls to her, not to himself. She was the one helping him help souls. But many were curious if Padre Pio had ever seen the Madonna, not just received spiritual guidance. So, one day, a spiritual son named Enzo Bertani asked Padre Pio if he actually ever saw the Blessed Virgin. Padre Pio responded, "Yes, during the Holy Mass. Every morning she is at the altar with Jesus." Furthermore, another fellow priest couldn't resist his curiosity and asked Padre Pio if the Virgin Mary had ever visited him in his cell. To this, Padre Pio responded, "You should ask me, in fact, if there is ever a moment when she is not there. Her maternal smile encourages me to continue serving in this world, from which I would like to depart." He then continued, "I am always in the arms of Our Lady, and she looks at me with sweetness." May these stories from Padre Pio's life remind us of the power of Our Lady's intercession and the importance of the Rosary. Just as Padre Pio entrusted himself entirely to her, may we also turn to Mary, help of Christians, in our own struggles, knowing that she is always near. As we prepare to celebrate her feast day tomorrow, let us renew our devotion to the Rosary and ask for her protection in our lives. May Our Lady, help of Christians, bless you and your loved ones abundantly. Wishing you all a blessed feast day tomorrow. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find the link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.